School's about to begin, and this is the time for every parent to decide who is in charge of the training of their child.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And yes, you can see all the school supplies being sold in stores all over the place. It's a new season about to begin and a lot of decisions to be made by parents.
I agree. I think we have to think of it as a new season. And season is a good word. Football's getting ready and coaches are getting ready and they're not waiting for the first game to see, okay, how should we adjust on game day? Game day is the first day of school. And as parents, we need to look at ourselves as we're in charge and we have to get ready and there are things we have to think through. If not, parents will respond to the tyranny of the urgent. And that's what we want to talk about this week, preparing our children to succeed at school and deciding what that success looks like.
And not only does school start, but so many other activities are going to start. So you're doing more than just buying school supplies right now. You're actually preparing for a whole new routine, a whole new schedule. And it's kind of tough because it's also a time of opportunities. But how do you know how to navigate through that?
Well, I like the way you put it. I think as parents, we act like there are some specific things the school will tell us are compulsory courses, and then there are electives, and life is an elective, and it's the other way around. There are some things we have to do at school, but there are some things we have to do as parents. This is not an academic child. This is a whole person, and we've got to think through that, and we've got to decide, number one, what's the reason? What's the reason for this year? If the whole reason for this year is to just get good grades, so I need to prepare them for the FCATs, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. The whole reason for this year is it's one more year out of 18 to train them up in the way they should go. Part of that is academics. I made a statement recently to a group of parents that academics were not in the top three of the things I wanted my kids to go out and be successful at. And as you make that statement, and it was great because it was in a corporate, it was a secular corporate setting, and they look shocked. I mean, doesn't the whole world open up for academics? And yet, at a graduation I spoke at this past June, and the child who got most likely to succeed in valedictorian, you always wonder where those are later on. In my graduation class, that individual is nowhere today. It's more than academics. If we're not careful, we're training up our children to remain children who understand how to work an academic system. What's the reason for this year?
Well, but as a parent, don't you want your child to get good grades? Isn't being diligent at school a good sign that they are going to eventually be diligent at work? Isn't this in an area of their lives that you really want them to develop and thrive at because it's maybe an indication that they're going to do well in the future?
It may be an indication, maybe not. You asked the question, don't you want your children to get good grades so that they will? So I think we've got to decide, what is this so that they will? Probably the greatest education on the planet of the day when Moses was growing up was in Egypt. Other kings sent their children to Egypt for that education. And yet God decided enough's enough. You've got to have some pasture land training. We've got to get you out in the wilderness training. You have not been trained to do what I raised you to do. Swindoll actually believes that Moses was being raised to be the next Pharaoh of Egypt. And history tells us he was a great general, but he didn't have the necessary training. So often what happens is we train up our children academically, and then they spend their 20s and 30s in failure after failure after failure because, and that's the real training, that's the real jungle training, because they weren't ready to be adults. Train them up in the way they should go. The way they should go is become a competent adult. I think if we're not careful, we're glad that there are subcontractors coming back into our lives at the start of a school year. The academic subcontractor, we hope the youth pastor has a good thing for our children, and then the sports and performance programs.
Well, I am partly guilty, a little bit of that, because I you know, my husband is a coach also for young girls in soccer, and that's afterwards. And so we both believe that there are a lot of lessons to learn, and he takes advantage of his coaching to really train these kids also in a little more than soccer, but just like, hey, you know what? You guys need to be winners. You need to give it all you have when you're on, and you have to be mentally prepared. You know, we think they're just lessons to learn in these extracurricular activities. So I understand there has to be a balance with the schedule, but I really think that there's something to learn in all these extra things.
I think it's great. I think what you're saying is great, but you went the extra step. You didn't sign them up for soccer. You signed them up for life skills, and you're using soccer. That's real important, what you said.
But it's good for their health, too.
It's good for everything. You signed them up and you saw the whole picture. Mm-hmm. But what is happening in the American family is we believe there's a verse somewhere in the Bible that idle hands are the devil's tools, and we don't give them any downtime whatsoever, and we keep them signed up. They arrive on a college campus. They have 3 hours worth of courses in 24 hours, and they have nothing else to do with the rest of their time, and they have no clue, and that's when we lose them. Mm. At Sheridan House, we have a 60-acre campus where the boys' homes are, and on that 60-acre campus, we were required when we built it out to put in a 10-acre lake. For water, something or other. And we put in this lake, and I was devastated that we're wasting all this land on a lake. Until this summer, I drove by the boys. I was looking. They're all lining the lake fishing. And somebody got a bug we need these boys fishing early every morning. So they get up early every morning, and they're fishing. And we have watched them learn patience. We've watched them learn be still. We've watched them learn not sitting in front of a video game screen when there's nothing to do. And we've watched us pair up a man and a boy to go around this big lake and actually have communication time. It's been astounding. What is the goal of this year? That's the key. If I don't decide ahead of time, there's a reason for this year. Part of this year is family. I'll blow it right out. Part of this year is recreation. Part of this year is using your body. And I use soccer and it surprised people. In my church that we didn't do the church soccer league. We did the city soccer league because I wanted my children out there interacting. My son, his first year of soccer, believed everybody went to church on planet Earth and then all of a sudden realized, no, not. And it was a great opportunity to download afterwards, train them up in the way they should go so that when they're old, they won't depart from it. That's part of this year.
So you're saying to do this year on purpose, find a purpose for the year. What are some examples for that? You said like family. Maybe we all want to work on our character this year. Mm. So are you saying we should like plan these things out or just make a mental conscious decision that this is what I'm going to focus on? Okay, I got to go to school. We got to go to work. That's just part of life. There are some extracurricular activities, but focus. I mean, how much do you plan on this? I'm thinking real practical wise.
I think your personality comes into effect here and it plays a huge part. And we're going to spend the whole week talking about these things. But I believe you've got to decide, okay, we want character development. Character development comes after a bad soccer game or after a loss or after getting yelled at by somebody and me taking Roby out getting some French fries and a soda and just talking through it, what happened out there. But I can't just be reactive. I've got to get proactive. And that's where personality comes in. And better than that, if you're married, as you and I are both married, that's where the different temperaments of each parent comes in. Mm-hmm. Rosemary, my wife, kind of sees the picture as it's happening, where I'm a planner out front. Mm-hmm. She would say controller, but I'll use the word planner out front. And so I want this year not to be devoid of family devotions at the breakfast table. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that's part of what we're doing and then see how to apply that during the year. Mm-hmm. So I think it's both. And I think it means staff meeting. And I think this is when the coaches are meeting before the start of the football season. This is when the parents, quote, coaches, need to be meeting, saying as a husband and wife, we've got two different kids. We can anticipate some problems. We can anticipate some training. But if we're not careful, we will lose every Saturday on performance, every evening preparing for performance, squeeze in academics. And I hope the church understands we're not very active in the youth program this year because we got stuff to do.
How real is that?
Yeah.
How real? And then there's the boredom of the children. They think that it's a sin to be bored. And so they want to be signed up for a lot of different things. God forbid that they are home with a half an hour of not doing anything. And then they want to go on the internet and all the electronics and be entertained constantly. And you're thinking, is this all life is about? Just pure entertainment and doing what I have to do instead of where is this family going? But I think, like you mentioned, we have to do these things with a purpose, with a reason, and think ahead of it. What is it that your family, that your kids really need to work on this year? How are you preparing them in the way that they should go? Mm-hmm. And what areas should you focus on? If you're a planner, you and I, Dr. Barnes, are planners. I'm the one that builds the schedules in the house and all that. And my husband is the one. No, he will find golden opportunities and the lessons come at that time.
Oh, but perfect team.
Think of it like a team. And what is the future of the team? What is it things that we have to tweak in our family? And what is this year that we're going to focus on?
If we don't do that, we will be dropping our children off on a college campus and we'll wish we had. So decide, okay, if your child is 10 years old, you've got 8 more years. And if you've got 8 more years, you need to back up and say, what do I want my child to be good at when they leave? I had a couple sitting in front of me earlier this week, and they said at the end of the session, we've been married 11 years. This is the most we have ever talked to each other during this hour. They're both high performers. One of them's a professional athlete, and no one ever taught them how to actually talk to each other. Because they're always doing stuff, and they had to come to a counseling session to sit there and actually let me move out of the way and make you two talk to each other through these issues. I want to send my children out ready to be successful at marriage, ready to be successful at employment. Some of those things are academic. Yes, some of those things are dealing with the stress of performance in sports and other areas. But some of those things are learning how to be, not always learning how to do. We're raising human doings rather than human beings. And so backing up and looking at my child, I have a child who's very sensitive. I have a child who's very performance. So helping to nurture that. What do you want to do with these two different great things when you made my child fearfully and wonderfully and wove them together? This is before the season starts. If we're not careful, we'll spend an entire season trying to catch up. So this is where parents or single parent or wherever it is, if it's a single parent, drive time home, just spending time thinking, I'm getting ready to start the school year. Let's talk about some things in the school year. Now, next week, we're going to talk about family boundaries, how to put the electronic moat around your house. This week, it's thinking through basically the 5 R's for education. Reason, why are we there? Recreation, routine, teaching responsibility, building relationships. Pivotal that we get out front.
The 5 R's of a successful school season. And this is something you can talk about with your kids as well. Sit them down. If they're younger kids, say, you know what? We're going to work on this area. If they're teenagers, you know, hey, let's put a little note on your nightstand. Every week or every month, we're going to have a new little goal or something in your character that we're going to focus on. And it's just so that we are learning. And you know what? Parents, we're learning with the kids as well. We teach them responsibility. We still have some responsibilities to learn too. And the way we react to things, we're watching their character, but we all have character issues to deal with and change as well.
Absolutely. And we're flowing. I mean, we're flowing as a family. Mm-hmm. And growing as a family. And I've always had to be able and available to be corrected by my child. Dad, you said. And so we're all growing as a family. But I can't let this culture raise my child. I can't conform to the pattern of this world, Romans 12. I've got to decide. I've been given a responsibility, and they're not my children. They're his children. So I've only got 18 years. This is one segment of that 18 years, the starting of this school year. What do we need to accomplish with each child? How do we best utilize school rather than get beat up by the school schedule? And learning the process of what do we need to say no about. It is pivotal that we start having these coaching meetings ahead of time.
And how do you communicate that to your child? That, you know what, we want you to get good grades, we want you to do well, but there's something bigger, there's something more important here, and we're here to live that out and to train you up. And so the child understands that it's not just about my performance, it's the molding of their character, of who they are.
Well, the child will understand that if I believe that. The child will understand that if I believe that. It is a hurricane about to happen, this school schedule. It's time for us to decide. Now, one of the things, as we talk about routines and responsibilities in the next few days, your children aren't going to say, thank you, this is awesome, I wanted chores. I needed to be doing some stuff. I needed to be a little more responsible.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, I needed to learn to shut the television off and to shut the video game off and be a family. I needed to be preparing for the way I should go as an adult. No, they're not. Now, I can be animated and try to make it fun and try to make them laugh, but there's just some things that we have to do, no option with our kids. And understand that I'm playing for an audience of one, and that one is hard to see. I can't see your face, Lord. Oh, but son, I have given you these little talents. Don't bury them in the school year dirt, in the sand. train them up in the way they should go. This is time to take it back and get ready with a plan.
We're talking about the 5 R's of a successful school season today. Number 1 R, which is reason. What is the reason for the school year? We hope you'll join us tomorrow here on Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes for the number 2 R, which is recreation. You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes. If you want more information about him, his books, or Sheridan House Family Ministries, go to shfm.org. That's shfm.org. And you can also sign up for the daily blog at parentingtoday.org. We hope you'll join us tomorrow.